Auditing the Anti-Money Laundering Framework. Auditing the Anti-Money Laundering, AML, framework is critical to ensure that banks and financial institutions do ensure compliance with regulatory guidelines. In light of the recent anti-money laundering incidents, Sweden fines Swedbank $386 million for AML missteps. EU chastises 8 member states on AML even as bank watchdog girds guidelines for gauging fincrime risk. Internal audit is under pressure to carry out a detailed review of the design effectiveness and efficiency of an organization's AML compliance regime. How can internal audit provide assurance on a financial institution's AML compliance program? Reviewing the design of the AML framework. The internal audit team is not naturally versed in the latest AML regulatory requirements, compliance best practices, and/or threat profile. As a result, it is indispensable that the audit team acquires knowledge of the latest money laundering topologies. This skill set can be obtained by studying for AAMS Certified Anti-Money Laundering Specialist, CAMS certification. The CAM certification equips the internal audit function with the necessary knowledge to perform an AML risk assessment in order to define its audit scope. Develop of a more in-depth anti-money laundering audit methodology. Provide better management action plan recommendations. Since the AML audit covers both the organization's compliance function as well as operations, in order to preserve independence and objectivity, internal audit cannot consult with compliance. The internal audit team should hire an external AML compliance subject matter expert to complement its audit team. Assessing the AML framework implementation. When internal audit takes a look at the AML compliance framework, the following high-level risks should be considered. The framework is outdated. The framework is not in line with the latest AML typologies defined by FAF. Compliance staff is not trained or not attending annual refresher training. High employee turnover in key AML compliance roles. Inadequate and/or outdated suspicious transaction monitoring tools. Inadequate and/or untimely suspicious transaction reporting. Beyond the generic, high-level risks listed above, internal audit should assess the unique circumstances facing the entity. Let me give you a rundown on the key, organization-specific AML exposures that should be considered. The entity is onboarding foreign citizens, using new online KYC/CDD processes. New online client onboarding processes are not properly tested and vetted by compliance. Enhanced customer due diligence processes are not well defined for online applicants. The escalation process for online client onboarding is not established or less rigorous than traditional face-to-face client onboarding requirements. Ultimately, internal audit has to adapt its AML audit methodology both the constantly evolving threat typologies as well as the transformation of the organization as a whole. How your organization manages its AML compliance audit efforts? Please, give a thumbs up if you like this post and please, share it within your network.